health, housing and well-being. Key priorities. 5. Health services. In summary, we will reinvigorate disability action plans in all public health and community health services, address systemic quality and safety issues in healthcare for people with a disability, and provide more Auslan interpreters in health services. 6. Housing. In summary, we will increase the accessibility and affordability of housing for people with a disability by using private rental brokerage and increasing the availability and supply of accessible social housing that is suitable for people with a disability. Actions. 9. Health promotion. In summary, we will increase targeted prevention activities to improve health outcomes for different groups, including promoting good oral health, access to cancer screening, and reproductive and sexual knowledge. 10. Dual disability. In summary, we will establish 4 new treatment and support initiatives for clients with complex needs, including a new clinical child specialist to improve treatment of children up to 12 years. 11. Vulnerable children and families. In summary, we will improve service responses to the needs of vulnerable children and parents by developing a new intensive childhood support service tailored to the needs of families who need the most support in their child's first years. 12. Parks access. In summary, we will expand the Summer by the Sea program, improve access to state forests and provide facilities and programs for accessing parks, including opportunities for volunteering and employment. 13. Sport and recreation. In summary, we will provide funding through the statewide Access for All Abilities program for sport and recreation opportunities and a first point of call service, AAA Play, for metropolitan opportunities. 14. NDIS transition. In summary, we will partner with key stakeholders to provide information and support to people with a disability, families and carers, and service providers as they transition to the NDIS through the $10 million transition support package. 15. NDIS and health services. In summary, we will assist mainstream health services and disability services to support clients through a smooth, coordinated transition as they become NDIS participants. 16. NDIS access. In summary, we will work with the NDIA to help develop streamlined access and planning processes for transition to the NDIS, which includes monitoring participant outcomes and experiences and supporting workforce arrangements. 17. NDIS and mainstream services. In summary, we will make the most of the NDIS through strong working arrangements with the NDIA and by ensuring that seamless and accessible support is available from all relevant Victorian services. 18. Disability workforce. In summary, we will allocate $26 million for training and skills initiatives to build a world-class disability workforce through Keeping Our Sector Strong, Victoria's Workforce Plan for the NDIS.